Welcome to Condor Currents. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing, and we're diving deep into the latest computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we've got some fascinating archive papers on intelligent prefetching and secure AI acceleration, plus exciting news about Next Silicon's ambitious 64-core RISC-V processor for enterprise workloads. Let's jump right in. First up from Archive, we have Toward Intelligent Prefetching, a survey on complex memory access prediction techniques by Sheel Sindhu Manohar. Now, if you've been designing processors for any length of time, you know that the memory wall is one of our biggest challenges. Your CPU can crunch numbers at gigahertz speeds, but if it's sitting around waiting for data from memory, all that computational power goes to waste. Data prefetching is like having a really good assistant who anticipates what you need before you ask for it. Traditional prefetchers work great when your data access patterns are predictable. Think of reading through an array sequentially or jumping by a fixed stride. But here's where it gets interesting. Modern workloads like graph analytics and sparse matrix computations have these gnarly irregular access patterns that follow data-dependent paths through memory. It's like trying to predict where someone will go next in a maze when they're following a treasure map you can't see. The paper surveys the landscape of intelligent prefetching techniques that go beyond simple heuristics. We're talking about machine learning-based approaches, correlation-based predictors, and sophisticated pattern recognition systems. What's really compelling is how these techniques are becoming essential for next-generation processors. At Condor Computing, when we're working with Andes Technology's RISC-V cores, memory subsystem design is always a critical consideration. You can have the most elegant instruction set architecture in the world, but if your memory hierarchy isn't feeding your execution units efficiently, performance suffers. The beauty of intelligent prefetching is that it can adapt to workload characteristics in ways that static algorithms simply can't. This research is pointing toward a future where our memory controllers are genuinely smart, learning from application behavior and making predictive decisions that dramatically improve performance across diverse workloads. Next, we dive into Spark's secure and privacy-aware approximate CNN acceleration with EdgeRISC-V SoC by Sonu Kumar, Akash Senke, Mukul Lokande, and colleagues. This paper hits the sweet spot of several major trends in our industry, edge AI approximate computing, security, and of course, RISC-V. Let me break this down because it's addressing a really complex challenge. Edge AI devices need to run convolutional neural networks locally for real-time inference, but they're constrained by power, performance, and area limitations. It's like trying to fit a race car engine into a motorcycle while maintaining fuel efficiency. Approximate computing is this clever technique where you deliberately introduce small errors in computation to save energy and silicon area, banking on the fact that neural networks are naturally resilient to minor inaccuracies. But here's the kicker. Most approximate accelerators don't think about security and privacy, which are absolute critical for edge deployment. Sparks tackles this head-on by integrating security and privacy considerations directly into the approximate computing framework. They're using a RISC-V RV32 IMC system on chip as their platform, which makes perfect sense. RISC-V's open architecture gives them the flexibility to customize the entire system stack for their specific security and approximation requirements. What's particularly exciting is how they're thinking about the heterogeneous computing model. The RISC-V core handles control flow and secure operations while the approximate CNN accelerator crunches through the inference workload. This kind of specialization is exactly where RISC-V shines. You can build custom extensions and accelerators that integrate seamlessly with the base instruction set. The security aspects are crucial too.
When you're doing approximate computing, you need to ensure that the intentional errors you introduce don't create exploitable vulnerabilities. The paper addresses both data privacy during computation and secure communication with external systems. This work represents the kind of holistic thinking we need in processor design. It's not enough to optimize for performance or power in isolation. You need to consider security, privacy, and deployment constraints from the ground up. Moving into our news segment, we're seeing some major developments in RISC. Five for AI applications. John Petty Research has published analysis on RISC-V vector extensions for AI, highlighting how the vector processing capabilities are becoming crucial for machine learning workloads. Vector extensions are like having a symphony orchestra. Instead of a solo pianist, instead of processing one piece of data at a time, you can operate on entire arrays of data with single instructions. This is absolutely essential for AI workloads where you're constantly doing matrix multiplications and convolutions.
What's particularly interesting is how the RISC-V vector specification was designed with flexibility in mind. Unlike fixed-width SIMD instructions that you might find in other architectures, RISC-V vectors can scale to different implementation widths. This means processor designers can optimize vector units for their specific application domains and power budgets. For edge AI applications, you might implement narrower vector units to save area and power, while server-class processors can go wide for maximum throughput. The timing of this analysis is perfect because we're seeing increasing industry adoption of RISC-V for AI acceleration. The open nature of the instruction set allows companies to add custom extensions for specific neural network operations while maintaining software compatibility. At Andes Technology, we've been working on vector-enabled RISC-V cores that can efficiently handle these demanding workloads. The key insight from the John Petty analysis is that RISC-V isn't just catching up to proprietary architectures and AI performance in many cases. It's enabling innovations that wouldn't be possible with closed instruction sets. I think it's
The big news that's been making waves is NextSilicon's announcement about productizing their Arbol RISC-V core into a 64-core enterprise processor for AI and HPC workloads. This is huge, folks. We're talking about a 64-core RISC-V processor targeting enterprise and high-performance computing markets. That's not just a technology demonstration. That's a serious commercial product that could reshape the competitive landscape. NextSilicon has been working on this Arbol architecture for years, focusing on efficiency and scalability. The fact that they're going to 64 cores shows incredible confidence in RISC-V's ability to scale to enterprise workloads. Think about what this means. You're taking an open instruction set architecture and scaling it to core counts that were traditionally the domain of expensive proprietary processors. The AI and HPC focus makes perfect sense. These workloads are naturally parallel and can take advantage of many core architectures. Plus, the open nature of RISC-V allows NextSilicon to customize the instruction set and memory hierarchy for their specific target applications.
What's particularly exciting is the implications for the broader RISC-V ecosystem. When you have serious players putting 64-core processors into production, it validates RISC-V as more than just an embedded or educational architecture. This could accelerate adoption across the industry as customers see that RISC-V can handle their most demanding workloads. From a technical perspective, scaling RISC-V to 64 cores brings interesting challenges around cache coherency, memory bandwidth, and interconnect design. The solutions NextSilicon develops will likely benefit the entire RISC-V community as best practices and potentially standardized extensions. This announcement represents a major milestone in RISC-V's evolution from an academic project to a commercial force in high-performance computing. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents. We've covered intelligent prefetching techniques that could revolutionize memory subsystem design, security-aware approximate computing on RISC-V platforms, and NextSilicon's ambitious 64-core enterprise processor. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies RISC-V processor IP.
Portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation tomorrow. We'll be diving into more cutting-edge research from the architecture community, so stay tuned.